All right, welcome to City League Sports, the show where we talk about the past and the present of the Columbus City League. I'm your host, Sean Williams, videography teacher over at Fort Hays. Today, I'm in the building with the one and only, Mr. John Williamson. Holla, holla, man. How we doing today?
Good, man. Blessed. Can't complain.
Ain't no doubt about it. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
For sure. John, talk to us, man. Let's take it from the top. How's your day been?
Good, man. It's been a long day. You know, I'm a corporate guy now.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, you know, having a regular, you know, 9 to 5, and I do still do entrepreneurship. So I own some trucks. So,
okay.
And we just actually started our first contract, or not our first contract, but a new contract today with the trucking. So
that's beautiful.
Been pretty busy. Yeah.
All right.
Been pretty busy. So
let's go from there. Let's explore from there, if you don't mind. So you're away from the game. Talk to us about, for all the athletes out there, that transition from everyday grinding and the sport that you grew up every day doing to now living the entrepreneurial life, the regular 9 to 5 life. What's that transition been like for you?
It's been easy and tough at the same time. You know, after being in sport for so long, you know, it's like you walking in the door being a rookie again. You know, when you're building a business, whether you're building a business or whether you know you go in corporate, you know, you go in your entry level because you don't have that experience of you've been playing basketball your whole life, you know. So, and that's actually what I talked to a friend of mine. His name is John Hughes. He played for the Cleveland Browns for a while. We went to Cincinnati. He's actually my barber in Cincinnati. And we were just talking about that. I seen him at a homecoming. And he was like, man, I want you. He has a podcast as well. He's like, man, I want you to come on because, you know, I have something that, you know, that talks about that transition of being a, you know, ball player to business life. You know, because it's, you know, not only for, I don't want to downplay myself like small time guys like me that, you know, that played overseas, you know, that, you know, went to college, played overseas. You know, this is coming from an NFL vet, you know, he's been with the Cleveland Browns for years. So it's, you know, it's just not me. It's all athletes. And it's a real thing, man. That transition is a real thing if you don't have, you know, no idea what you want to do. And that's why it's important, I think, to figure out what you want to do. You know, when we were in school, we playing basketball, we think we're young for it. You know, we don't realize it until after. I know I was one of those guys. You know, I'm looking like, all right, yeah, you know, I'm going to school. They say, yeah, you go to school for criminal justice, whatever.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I kind of took initiative of mine because I was able to throw the business in there. I said, I want to be business management. I was able to do that, to throw that in there. You know, the extra study that came along with it, I wasn't mad at it because I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I wanted to be a serial entrepreneur. And so, you know, that helped me throughout, but still, you know, it was still a blur. You know, I'm focusing on my basketball career, you know, being an athlete. So I think that transition is big and is key. And it's key to have someone that can, you know, that's been through it, that can help you. So that's actually what me and him was talking about, because I was like, man, I want to reach out because I've been, from my peers, they didn't reach out to me. Like Ron Lewis, for example, he reached out to me like, hey, you know, I'm transitioning from basketball. You know, what you think about the real estate? You know, I'm telling him some things because he knew I was in real estate.
Right.
He was getting out from, you know, playing basketball and just trying to find his way. That's just one of them. Jerome Tillman. Like, just I can just drop names. And it's, you know, guys that were big time. We've been athletes their whole lives. So that's been, you know, they did well. But that, like you said, that transition is big, man. It's a real thing. So that's one of the things I would really like. I mean, I help people whenever I can.
Gotcha. So. Mary Franklin, 04 graduate.
Yes, sir.
Probably my next question. I got to ask this. This helps me kind of determine what type of hooper you was.
Okay.
What was y'all bumping back then before the games? Like, what was you listening to? Because now the stuff they listen to, I don't know, but what was you listening to?
We came out to Lil Scrappy.
Which one?
We hit. It was either Never Ever.
Yeah.
Or that was the one because he's like, do, 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 do. And it was Get On My Level.
Those hit hard.
That get you can never ever get on my level. And so that was our song we came out because it had the intro, and then it was another one. I can't think of the name right now. Oh, it was another one. It came out the same year.
Which one was that? Is that the one that he did with Lil Jon, or is that his own one?
It's the one he did with Lil Jon.
You don't want no problem about that one. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to get back. I'm going to try to find it. But go ahead. Go ahead and continue this. So I can let you know, because we was
with that
we
type came of out energy, different. Who was your rivals back then? Like, when you played them, who was you worried about?
Headbuster.
Headbuster.
We some headbuster. Okay, yep, go ahead.
Now that's my next question.
Yep.
Who out there was them headbusters that, like, you knew, if I don't bring it today, he gonna bring it to me. I gotta bring it to him.
Well, our I guess organic, whatever, rivals that was suspected was South.
Yeah.
Was South. They wasn't really like that back then, when I played. My cousin played for him, rest in peace, Eddie Tabler.
Rest in peace.
It was always good playing against him. But other than that, Ridge.
Okay.
Ridge always had it. Debo.
Okay.
They had Debo over there. They had Brandon Ivory.
Yes, indeed. Did he get you work or did you get him work? What was that trash talk like?
So, B.I. didn't play my second year.
Okay, okay.
I think he set out, this when he got into some little stuff. I don't know if it's for grades or something like that. But they had, my first year, they had Earn, Will Wright. That's who he was battling.
Yes, so indeed.
Actually got in a fight with him in the game.
Big Earn.
Yeah,
okay. Big Earn. Y'all going at it then.
We was going at it. We was battling. They had Lil Henry. So, yeah, I think Walnut Ridge is like one of our biggest, especially after that.
Okay.
So, yeah, but I love them games, man. Them games used to be so live. So
talk to me about, like, one of your best games. Who was that against? Who would you say you just got off on?
And Aaron Franklin?
Yeah.
Actually, that was, I went crazy.
Like, what game put you on the scene?
I think it was the game in Marion when I couldn't miss. But shoot, that far back, I don't really remember.
Okay. What was your game high? Your career high in high school? You can't remember?
I couldn't tell
you. So you were just putting up buckets, though?
Yeah, I just was a hooper. I couldn't tell you. Even if, I look at it.
What was the strongest part of your game, you feel like, in high school?
I was like, I could jump out the gym.
Oh, so you was just beating the rim up too, huh?
I could jump out. I could fly.
What was your vert?
I could fly. I don't know.
Okay,
I'm telling you, man, I don't know nothing about these numbers. I don't know. We wasn't testing
raw
verts.
And gifted.
We wasn't doing.
Raw and gifted.
Raw and gifted. Yeah, man. And it just is a dog. I was just out there. You know, I'm going hard. But yeah, we never, like I said, never tested. Vertical, what's that? You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, I'll put it on your head. You know?
Hey, man, for real. Right? Watch this.
Yeah, watch this. I'll let you figure it out.
Yes, indeed.
So, yeah, man. Yeah.
So, you got a chance to play with them boys, the Lav?
Yeah. I played against Lav.
Talk to me about that.
Yeah. Lav, my guy.
Because y'all both two icons around the city, man.
Yeah, Lav, my guy. That's my guy. I played against Lav Xavier, too. He was at Cincinnati. But I actually beat him that year.
That went full circle for y'all.
Yeah, we went from... So
did he beat y'all in high school and you beat him in college?
Yeah. Oh, he got off in high school. Yeah, Lav, they probably beat us by 30. I can't remember because I was young. I think I might have been a sophomore when Lav, or maybe like a freshman or something like that. And we played because it was like on a Saturday.
Okay.
But we only played on one. We only played Brookhaven once. And I think, like I said, it was one of those Saturday games.
Okay.
But yeah, they was nasty. Yeah, they was beasts all down.
What did y'all finish in the city your senior year?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I don't know. I was just out there.
Gotcha.
I was just out there. But we played in the tournament. I think we lost to Mifflin.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So you getting it off in high school. You knew that you had potential to go into the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Myself, right? I was a football player.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I can get it off too, but I ran into some academic issues where, my ACT scores was to the point where I couldn't qualify and they just stopped at the Prop 48 rule.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go to JUCO.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So JUCO was my path.
Yep, same.
Talk to me about, the next, when you took the step to go to the university level, you went to JUCO. Talk to us about that experience. Where'd you go with that experience?
JUCO was love. I actually went to Cincinnati State. I knew I had to get out the city. You know, okay. They go to Columbus State. I knew I'd get out of the city. I always wanted to go to Cincinnati, University of Cincinnati to play.
All right.
I'm like,
is that why you strategically went?
Okay. Yeah, that's why I ended up, Andre Tate, who was a coach at the time, he was playing for the Bears. He had played for the Bearcats too. Then they had DeJuan Baker and Eric Martin.
Yeah.
All those guys were the coach at Cincinnati State, or coming over to be this coach at Cincinnati State at the time. Yeah, it's crazy.
That's a pipeline,
crazy,
man.
It's a pipeline. I'm like, oh, this is my calling. This is where I need to go. Yeah. So being a Raylon Allman from Northland, Beechcroft, I'm sorry, went down and we did like a little workout, like tryout thing, and made it over there. And then the rest is history, man. I took off. They believed in me. My teammates believed in me. They had a rule down there to my teammate Jarrell Redden. He would never let me forget it. He was like, hey, John Williamson rule. Like, I had to touch the ball every time. But
for real. So it was like that.
Like that. But my teammates respected me. They knew, you know, hey, we gonna win. Right. We're going to win with them. So my never had a bad experience with teammates. Like, all my teammates always supported it.
That says a lot about you. Mm-hmm. For those who don't know, I can speak it, but I speak it from a football sense. But you're speaking it from a basketball sense, mm-hmm. and it's not the end of the road, but it's a different level. Explain to folks JUCO, that experience.
JUCO is in comparison to UC.
It's
night and day.
People don't really understand the difference.
Yeah, it's just that, you know, you walk in, you know, it's like, how can I compare this?
I'm interested to see how you describe this.
It's night and day. Let's just think of still school bus traveling in the games, or packed in cars, or your parents' cars, you know, to get to some games, having your own bag, having your own, you know, you still, everything.
What do them per diems look like in JUCO?
Yeah, you get on per diems. We don't talk about per diems. But it did pay for my education.
Yes.
I'm blessed for that. Yes. I got an associate's degree from it. It did take care of my, so you still get the perks of, you know, that's the picture of it, taking care of your education. But the grind, the locker rooms is something serious. Yeah. But it's just stepping stone to get to where you
it are. Is. It's meant for me, when I looked at it, it's meant to keep you hungry.
It is.
You know
it
what
is.
I mean? Because you know you still gotta work. I felt like it was I kind of looked at it in terms of baseball. You got the triple A's, and then you got the majors. Mm-hmm. Triple A locker room look a whole lot different.
Didn't it? Yeah.
Equipment that you use, like our tackle bags compared to where I went to, you know, my 4-year school looked totally different. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. One looked like it was from Walmart. One looked like it was purchased at Dick's, you know? So that was some of the funny things about JUCO, but it sound like it did the same for you as it did for me. It made me a man.
It did. It did.
It really did, because I'm playing with older guys.
Yep.
And you had to get it out the mud.
Yeah, you had to get out the mud.
What part of your game do you say grew the most while you was at JUCO? Like, from your high school transition
man,
to JUCO?
Shout out to Eric Martin, man. He changed my game. He changed it for me, because he like, man, you're a big man, but you're not a big man. You can dribble. So he taught me this face up.
Okay.
Get in the post every time, face up. Like, it gave me an opportunity to, because he's like, you're not backing. You're not a true center. You're not just going to be backing.
Back down.
You're going to be quicker than the average big man that's trying to guard you. And you're going to be stronger if they try to put a smaller guy on you. But you have, when you face up, you can see who's on you, you know, or you can shoot it over him, you know. So he gave me that game and changed my game completely.
I know when you said, you probably look at that like, look at here. Whole new world out here now.
Totally different.
Okay.
Totally, like, changed my game completely.
Okay, so let's talk about, big shout out.
Shout out to Eric.
We're looking at it, you know what I mean? Do you remember any of your accolades while you was hooping at JUCO?
I was All-American.
Okay.
And I was first team, all-state, all that stuff.
Okay.
Like, I had, you know.
When I was coming out, I mean, even in the early, I think, before 2004, as far as JUCOs, Owens was a powerhouse.
Yeah.
Did y'all play Owens?
Yeah, we played Owens. Owens was solid.
Okay.
Yeah, Owens was solid.
Did y'all battle? Did they beat y'all? Y'all take it to them? Like, what would that look like?
I can't remember. I'm sure we got them. I mean, we may not have. They may have got one off on us, but yeah, especially my first year. My first year, we were middle of the pack.
Okay.
Like a little bit above. But my second year, we were nice.
We got it.
Nice.
All right. Hey,
we understood the assignment.
I remember I was living in Toledo for a minute, and I went over to Owens, and they have, this predates this conversation, but I think they won a national title, the JUCO national title. Yeah, I'm like, oh, Owens got it like that.
Yeah. Owens was nice.
Okay.
But yeah, we was. I can't remember what all we did, but we did some. I got plaques.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah. I got some plaques. I got some hardware from it.
All right. So at the end of your two, I was going to ask you this, but I'm like, listen to you talk, I understand the answer. So you stuck out the 2 years at JUCO. Mm-hmm. Before we jump into this next question, I know you know, and it made me feel a way. Not a bad way, but like just kind of like, are you kidding? This new JUCO.
Man, don't even talk about
it. This new JUCO rule, bro.
I already know. If I'd have had 2 more years after I already did 2. Same thing with the NIL. Next question. So, it's ridiculous. It's
ridiculous.
Because my teammate actually, he had got a pass because he went to prep school. Prep school, you can go and still Deontay. Yep. He came from prep school. He still had his 4 years in JUCO. We the same. He older than me.
That's a cheat code.
Cheat code. But didn't know. You know, he didn't know. I probably would have went to prep school if I didn't know. I'm going to get 4 more years.
Information is super gold, man. Cincinnati State.
Mm-hmm.
So when did you know, year one, year two, that the recruiting start picking up for you for like the bigger Power Five school, the bigger schools? Like when did that start to pick up for you?
I was a preseason All-American, so we got invited to All-American camp, Nike All-American camp.
Going into your second year? Okay.
And almost every coach in the country that recruited JUCO was in the building.
What that look like? For those who don't understand and never seen that setting, what is that All-American camp?
Courts, you see in all the coaches. I mean, you see in legends, and Calipari, and the Bob Knights, and like you see in legends, you know, and it's just like, man, you know. And at the time, I think, was it Sonny Weems? Me and Sonny Weems was like top five in the country. And I remember it was either after a game or before a game, he came up to me like, this is, again, my peer. You nice. You nice, like for real. I had to give you a prop. I think he was at Vincennes? I think he was at Vincennes in Kentucky. Or I'm like, man, this is my peer. Like,
when it's coming for your peers, you know you earn that.
You're doing something right. Yeah. And that's what my dad used to say. Don't ever talk about your game. Let them talk about
it.
They'll talk about it if you like that. And that's what I always did. I ain't barking.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I got two daughters that play that hoop.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to one of those All-American camps, when they come to recruit you, like, what's the mindset you have to put yourself in? Because, like, it feels like everyone's coming there to be showcased.
Right.
So are you. Mm-hmm. But you need somebody to pass you the rock.
Yeah.
How was that dynamic? Like, do you demand that rock? Like, will you get
John
it and
Williamson
go?
Rule. You better give me the ball. I ain't moving out. I would eat regardless.
It may be
different for other people, but I knew how to pass the ball. I knew the game. So
gotcha. That's
why they had the confidence. They knew they was going to get their shots. They knew they was going to get over. But they knew all of the attention was going to be on me, and they're going to get their shots. They're gonna get it. And they knew I was gonna play hard. I'm not out there, I'm not a prima donna, like,
for sure.
Give me the ball. Nah, I was one, I was demanding it. And then two, it was a requirement, low key. Unless you was getting off. Like, we had Mike Hall, Steve Horton, all them. They on fire. I ain't gotta touch it. They coming across half court shooting that thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, like I said, you go into that mindset like, hey, man, this is my opportunity, you know. So I wanted everybody to have an opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
And people got opportunities because a lot of coaches came to see me and, you know, they had a good game. You know what I'm saying? Like a couple, my big man and Jarrell, they'd tell you like, hey, you know, Detroit Mercy came to see me and they end up getting scholarships. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So just having that, you know, and being a part of it.
Oh, no doubt.
It helps other people.
No doubt.
And I loved it. You know, I loved it.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, I loved it. So
wow, okay, that's what's up, man.
Yeah.
All right. So from JUCO, you go to All American Camp. Where does Cincinnati come into play?
Actually, Cincinnati. Well, Cincinnati always been on the radar. Bob Huggins came to recruit me. Then he transferred out. to Kansas
State. While you were there? Or
while I was at JUCO.
Okay, so you didn't get a chance to play under him, though.
No, I didn't get a chance to play under him.
Okay.
And then, you know, his coach, or when he went to Kansas State, Andy Kennedy took over at Cincinnati. They knew I wanted to go to Cincinnati, so they were recruiting me pretty heavy. And then he left. He went to Ole Miss, Andy Kennedy, and then the position came open. But Coach Cronin, who's at UCLA now, he was at Murray State. So he had put in a request then, and then, you know, everybody's Cincinnati guys. So at the time, like, my phone's going crazy. We was at Nationals in Danville, Illinois, and they had to take my cell phone. My cell phone would ring all day, every day, of coaches. Like, I used to have boxes of college letters, like boxes on boxes of college letters. And my phone was ringing nonstop, and they wanted me to focus on, you know, Nationals. So they took my cell phone, but they knew I wanted to go to Cincinnati, and I went to visit Murray State. But Coach Cronin was there, but he pretty much knew he was going, you know, get the job or whatever. And he had told me, like, hey, you know, they brought my cell phone to my room at Nationals. Like, hey, you know, I know this has just been your dream. I had it on my goals or my dream in high school. I wrote that I wanted to go. I went and seen Steve Logan. He set the assist record at Something Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Went to that game. Shout out to, I can't think of his name, man. He was our security guard, but he also was at Brookhaven. He took me, Jeff Cumberland, and a couple other guys to a Cincinnati game. And that's when it happened.
That's what's up, man. What was it? Was it the tough nature of the Bearcats that drew you to?
Yes,
because they always came as men. Dogs.
They're gonna
beat you on the court. That's gonna beat you on the court.
Yeah, I'm like, this fit me, man.
Did you feel any pressure, or like, not even pressure, but just a sense of pride being from Central Ohio, or being from a Marion Franklin grad down there, like, making it?
Yeah.
Did you feel a sense to carry the torch?
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted everybody that supported me going there to be able to come support me, be able to come see
That's
me.
That's what's up.
You know, an hour and a half, hour or 2 hours, that easy drive, you can come see me. So, and my parents is big supporters. They come to almost every game.
Okay.
Family, you know, friends.
All right.
You know, so shout out to them.
He was balling at UC. Real quick, though, I'm listening to your story. Man, you got an amazing story, bro.
Appreciate it.
But we all know the only time success becomes before work is in a dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
You must have put in a lot of work on the other end.
Yeah.
Burning that candle from both ends, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I got some good. I mean, I was, you know, it was all Big East. I was Big East player of the month one time. I mean, I think I averaged a double-double in January. Okay. And this is the Big East back then. Like, he got...
I already know.
Powerhouse.
Yes.
Like, one of the best conferences. It had to be the best conference back then, you know.
Give me one of your most memorable games.
And the Big East, I mean, this battling, I mean...
Or memorable matchups.
Aaron, I was battling against Aaron Gray.
Oh, wow. What was that like?
Roy Hibbert. These are 7-footers, man. I'm 6'6".
So you're looking up at Roy Hibbert, like, what keeps you just...
Roy Hibbert, like...
What makes you just think, though, like, I don't even care. I got it. We're going to make it happen.
I'm athletic.
So
I'm jumping over. I'm jumping over this dude. You know, he's 7 foot. I ain't got no choice.
Yeah.
I don't have no choice.
You give him some work?
Oh, yeah. Stats don't lie. I mean, it's
Columbus
ESPN. You can Google it. Like I said, I don't like talking about it. Just Google it.
That's what's up.
So, yeah, man. He had some battles. So, it was fun.
Columbus City representing all day.
All day.
Man,
all day.
Proud of your accomplishments, bro.
Man, I appreciate
it. That's what's up, man.
But I'm going to take it back. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Because it wasn't that. It was... we played against Ohio State. Of course, I had my chip on my shoulder.
So homecoming.
We played against them. Yeah, we played against them at the Conseco.
Did y'all play here?
No, we played Indiana. It was a tournament.
Oh, that's right.
When they had Greg Oden.
Yes. That was that squad?
Yeah, they had the Greg Oden, Ron Lue. Oh, they had a squad. They had a squad. And I went on. I ain't had one of my best games, but I probably had like 15 points. 15
like, I'm here, though.
Pounds. Like, I was player of the game.
I'm here.
Took the L, though.
Still, though.
They beat the brakes off of us.
I'm here.
I was representing.
That's what's
up. I was representing for the city. I ain't gonna lie. I said, hey, I'm at Cincinnati, but I'm representing for Columbus.
Now, after the game, did your peers come up and dap you?
Oh yeah, they shot respect. Me out in my. It was in my. That's when we first got Facebook and all that.
That's what's up, man.
They was hitting me like, "Yeah, we seen you on TV." Like, man, good
getting guy. It.
Like, yeah, you know, you did your thing. But I was like one of the only players that had a good game on my team. We got
unfortunately, spanked. But hey, you did your thing, though, man.
Yeah,
that's what's up. Sure. All right, let's segue to your pro career.
Okay,
let's talk about that. Like, when did you know that you had the opportunity to go play at the next level?
When I sat down, my coach took me, sat down, the agent came in, and he was like, man, we like you. You know, I was doing well in Cincinnati. You know, I was like one of our main key players. So, and he pretty much broke it down, did the whole, he told me I have an opportunity to play over there and make some good money. I was like, sign me up. I still want to play. You know, I still got some, you know, fuel in the tank. So went over there and had a great career over there.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
Again, salute and congratulations. So being that you had a great pro career, you around here balling around the city, rumor has it that this just runs in the family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing Mike Red. You might be some kind of Mike Red.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't have like a relationship like that. It was more of his pop.
Yeah.
Like, he'd come to my graduation and stuff like that. And we have a Red's family reunion every year.
Okay.
That extension of the family. But yeah.
Did it have any influence on your career? Like, did you know he was getting it in like that? Did you know about his career before you got to it?
Yeah. I mean, everybody knew who he was.
Right.
But like I said, we didn't have that relationship to be like, you know, oh yeah,
understand.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I realized it like, yeah, you know, that's fam. Like, you know, when they come support, like his pops come support me, you know, and you know, like, hey, you know, we cousins, you know, this, you know, congratulations. And his pops the one that gave me the money to go open up my first bank account.
Oh man, wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's up, hey, go open up, you know what I'm saying? So that's forever fam. And like I said, we have the reunion every year. Like I haven't been able to make it in quite a few years, but yeah, definitely family.
Wow. Sure. Two Columbus City legends in the same family.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what's up.
But yeah, man.
All right. So at what point in your career did you really take a hard look at like, okay, it's about that time where like my knees hurt, or it might even have to be injury. It's time.
Yeah.
Like, when did you like settle in on, okay, this is the next move, this is the next transition in life, and like emotionally as an athlete, like how did you adjust? I mean, you can have a plan, but as athletes, that emotional connection it leads to mental health issues.
Yeah.
What prepared you, or when did you know?
I say for myself personally is when I messed up my knee, when I tore my I tore my meniscus.
Okay.
But that recovery, and it's just like at a point it comes, and it's funny, it's crazy. Tyhon Johnson, I told him this, and he was like, "Man, you can't be hanging up, man." I'm like, you know.
Sure.
I seen him, I think a year or maybe a year and a half, 2 years later, might not even been that long. He like, bro, it's that time. Like, I know. Like, you just know. But like I said, mine came over, you know, over the time and, you know, hurt, you know, when I got injured. And then, I mean, you know, the grind being a athlete.
Yes.
Body, it hurts. You know, it hurts. Allen Iverson said it the best. Like, you know, weights hurt.
Yeah.
Basketball. Traveling and doing all it hurt like yeah. it, you know it, it'll wear you down, you know.
It's like recovery times become longer too for the smallest injury.
You start getting things like my guy, his name is Frank Robinson out in Cali. He was my teammate for 3 years, and I used to laugh at him because he took the game. He was probably the most professional teammate I had. Like,
okay.
He took care of his body, ate right. He used to have so many little gadgets and gadgets. Like, you got your own personal steel machine. You got a recovery.
Yeah.
Like, you got a Normatec. You got the ice.
Yeah.
It's just like, but that's what it takes, man. But and you need it, you know, playing, you know, games like that and traveling. And so, you know, like I said, I go back and say, when I got hurt, I'm like, I need to figure out what I want to do after this. Like, you know, this is going to be coming. And it might have been my fifth year, or it was 5 years before I stopped, but I turned it on to where I was just like, and then online classes started coming about more often, you know? So it was more frequent. So it wasn't, out of the norm that you can go to school and take a class online, right. You know. And so that's when I got into real estate.
That's all the time we have today on WCBE 90.5 FM. To hear the full show, you can find the City League Sports Podcast on Spotify, Apple, or whatever platform you prefer to listen to your favorite podcast. You can also follow us on Instagram at City League Sports 614. Until next time, I'm Dr. Vince Clarno, and thanks for listening.